Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. On these podcasts, one of the things that we love is taking 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, to unpack a short piece of scripture as an encouragement to you. It's like, pour yourself a cup of encouragement, put all the sugar you want in it, maybe throw a little vanilla flavor in there. Man, you've got yourself a good cup of encouragement. Today, I want to take you to the book of 1 Peter over in the New Testament. Peter's one of my favorite dudes. And the problem is I find myself functioning like Peter a lot. He was the kind of guy that was ready, fire, aim, instead of ready, aim, fire. He was kind of action-oriented. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, he speaks about the hope of eternal life, but he speaks about it that we should have great expectation about it. You know, when I was a kid, I couldn't wait for a birthday. I really couldn't wait for Christmas. I couldn't wait for school to be out. I couldn't wait for spring break. It were so many things you couldn't wait for. It's why as a kid, you know, when somebody says, how old are you? And you're really eight, you say, I'm 8 and a half, you know, because you want to get it into those minute bites. But now that I'm 59, it's like, wait a minute, Christmas comes way too fast. Wait a minute, summer has come and gone. Wait a minute, doesn't it feel just like it was Easter all over again? Because my expectations have changed. Well, listen to what Peter says in verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is cool because he's setting up this understanding, doctrinal understanding, God the Father, God the Son. And then he says, it is by his great mercy that we've been born again, that we have new life found in Christ, that because he has given his life, because he sacrificed his life, because his body had been broken and his blood had been shed and he had been buried, but he rose from the tomb. Because of that, we are born again. We have a brand new life in Christ. And he goes on and says, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. All right, so that is awesome. We got that message. But listen to the next couple of sentences. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. We should have a great expectation. You know, I think there's something to be said for how we choose to live our life between we're born and we're in a box. And that space in there, I've heard people talk about it like, you know, good talk, it's a dash, right? You know, if you go to see a headstone where somebody's already been buried, you say, okay, they're born in 1959 and they died in 2019, right? You look at that and say, okay, a 60-year-old, right? So you put that together and you say, so in that dash, what is it that we are to live? And Peter says, with great expectation, because we have a priceless inheritance. So when my dad passed away, he left me a great inheritance of about a 2-inch deep stack of bills. You know, that was dad's inheritance. Well, at the rate I'm going, I'll leave my daughters just the thought with a lot of pictures and love, but there won't be a lot. You know, Peter says, Chuck, don't fret about this because you have a new life in Christ, because God has raised Jesus from the dead and you've placed your faith in him. He says, now live with great expectation because I'm going to have a priceless inheritance as a child of God. What is a priceless inheritance? Well, think about it. Then it is something that the scripture goes on and says, it cannot change, it cannot decay. And through faith that we have, God's protecting you by his power until you get that, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Peter is saying, we ought to live with expectation because we haven't finished the journey. We're here today on this earth, but the fact is heaven is our end stop. And when we get there, then we have a priceless inheritance. And you say, but wait a minute, I thought an inheritance was passed down through family. It is, because when we choose to accept Christ into our life, we are walking into and being adopted into God's family. And as he adopts us, then we receive a full inheritance of his blessing, his love, his goodness, his glory, and heaven itself, in a place that can't be defiled, in a place that cannot decay, and in a place that would never change because it is perfect. So my friend, today, start living with great expectation. One of the greatest ways you can do that is to engage in a daily meditation where you have quietude and solitude. And so jump over to weekdaymeditation.com, or you can find it on the Sugar Hill Church app, or just go to sugarhill.church and find resources. But you can be a part of living great expectation through a season and a defined, guided time of meditation. I pray that you'll jump over there and enjoy that after you've heard this cup of encouragement. God bless you. See you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.